parasha we have the mitzvah, but Lakas Neir is in the base of Mikdash. And the Shultis, the parasha, talks about Lakas Neir Shabbos. So Meila, it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me. The Shaila first of Rishonim, whether the Chiv Neir Shabbos is Deraisa, was from the Kabbalah. The Rain has a unique shita that Avakas Neir is a chiyuv Torah. We know the Gemara in Shabbos. Shleish Advarim and Tzarech Odom Loim Pesach Beza Erev Shabbos and Pashaycha Asad and Rav Elikas in there. Gemara says, this is V'yadatik Shom Merlecha. V'yadatik Shom Merlecha, that's Neir Shabbos. Kener Sha'irah Sholem Bayis. And even though it's a pasuk in the Navi, like we say many places in Shas, Asher b'Yecheskel, we had recently, so it's Loch Moshe Sinai, the Gemara says, Asi Yecheskel, Asi Pua Akron, the men of Loch is moving out from Yecheskel. So Yerayim says, O Adin, Ner Shabbos, Chir Deraisa, and that according to him, it's Mashma, it's Al Shalom Bayez, which you see that's there really three reasons Feneris Shabbos, Kovin Einig, and Shalom Bayis. According to the Yerayim, it seems that Iker, Chidur Aiso, it's based on the Pasuk of Shalom Aylecha, then it sounds like he's going to Chidur Aiso, but the Yisrael of the Mitzvah is Al Shalom Bayis Taka. Most of Shoyin Mahol, it's only in Abanan. Raman writes, Echon Hanoshim, Echon Noshim, Chayovin, Liyos Bebateyen, Ner Dolish B'Shabbos. Afilu Eilim Alechol. Shoyl Al Psochim. V'lekeach Shemen U'madlegas Hashem as a Ner, Shezeh B'chlal Oynik Shabbos. Then I remember said, list of bracha. It was Mubun Rambam, that it's not a Chiyun Deraisa. But, Rambam says, Yed Meg a bracha, Kederach Shemavarach Al Kol Advarim Shulchai Behem Medivrei Seifer. The Parashat Rambam, there's a divrei seifer. And Ram also said there's Einik Shabbos. We'll see, the Ram has both halachas. Ram also later on, in different places, Ram says that there's Kovet Shabbos. Kovet Shabbos and Einik Shabbos. That's Shitsa Tesis in Shabbos, Chofayim and Beis, that it's Al Tzudah Shabbos, and it's called the Mitzvah of Einik. He says, you have to light candles by your Suda. The choy v'hu sheyisa b'makam haner b'shem oynig. As the Gemara says, that someone who doesn't have an oni, who doesn't have a sumura, who can't see the food, so he doesn't really get the gishmak out of the food. Part of gishmak is seeing the food. Maybe something better off not seeing the food, but there are klal, that's the gishmak part of gishmak in the eating. Then what Haisa says, nichlal, the mitzvah of oynig Shabbos, is to eat with light. Yeah.
You can't say Shalom Bayis is really part of Oynik Shabbos.
Shalom Bayis is not Oynik Shabbos. Especially Shalom Bayis. We'll see how it goes on. Now, in the Rambam, it's not clear. You know, the Tesis says very clearly. The Tesis is also Oynik, and the Oynik is connected to the Suda. Oynik is connected to the Suda. There, let me see. The Oynik is connected to the Suda. Now, the Rambam says Oynik, but it's not Lambda connected to Suda. And in the Sefer, Shvus Yitzchak, this is Darzi, one of Yasha's five right hands, brings down from the Ben Prachya Shabbos. He says, it's Oynik Shabbos, Rosh Shabbos Oynik. Different Chuyu to, that's where you have the light. Machshach or whatever is up. And what's the pshat? Machshach meshvani mesa oilam. So you have to light. Yeah, what it says? Stam you should have light. Yeah. Chaim olahanig etzmei b'shav chol minei tainu. Ulefi shayoyish b'chashecha nechshav kemes. Tzev machshachim. Machshachim. So that's why you need light. There's nothing to do with the meal. Stam, it's not gishmak. It's sitting dark. So therefore, he says that's Yisoy. And it's also like that. We should be doing the Rambam like that. Rambam says that you know, aim at licking be itron b'fnei reichera. Shem yeitzev yinichenu b'yeitzev b'choyev v'olav leishev v'or haner. Stam, the mitzvah is to sit with light. It doesn't say anything about eating. It doesn't mention one thing about eating. Stam, it's not gishmak to be in a dark room. It's more gishmak when there's light. The only Shabbos is the etzem being in the light room. Yeah.
Why does it say sumah by the people that are counted as a mitzvah? Why doesn't it say yeshiva chashiva?
It's chashiv kameis. But I guess that's a, it's not a matzv. It's just like punkti, you know what I mean? It's not a constant situation. Lights, now you don't have light, turn on the light, you go away. You can't consume the dal chashiv kameis. Now, there chagav in the Rambam, there's a very interesting halacha, which not too many people talk about it, that I found, that the Rambam said, imchui l'chazer achar ha-psachim. Actually, we gave a shir about chaymish mitzvahs, was it this year? Yeah, I think mostly a parish. Anyway, it came in the conclusion of Lambeth. Now, in the Rambam, the Rambam said, "Mechuyev l'chazer achar psachim." So, chayz a pella, we paskin some tovish and rambod. You're not mechuyev to be moitzah kol moiner mitzvahs. Right? So, if a guy doesn't have money, mechuyev to go beg in order to get money. Even if you have money, you're not mechuyev. If it's more than a chaymish, so where does the law come from? So, it's interesting. I found actually the Beralacha at the end of some Tafish Rambam, he brings this down. He brings down the Ayavitz. The Ayavitz is in the Sefer Moruk Tzia. The Ayavitz is Tameya on the Beis Yosef Taka. Beis Yosef B'Shem the Rosh that says you're not mechuyev l'vazvez hoin rav on mitzvahs. Even if it's a mitzvah by Beres, he says, my time, mine, a chomer megufay. Why should your mom be more than your gufay? Remakin alay achtesi nafshay. Guy doesn't want to build a sukkah. Guy doesn't want to pay back a choy. Priest b'choy mitzvah. Makin alay achtesi nafshay. Yeah? So what? But we're not mechuyev to lay out money for a mitzvah. You beat him to the point of death. Yeah? You beat him to a pulp. Yeah? But you're not mechuyev to lay out for money? Oh, so the truth of the matter is, the chayra is not really a kasha. He himself bavarns, but the chayra is a fairish ramban. He says, maybe you want to say that this that we chayra for all mitzvahs, right? This that's chayra for all mitzvahs is dafka because he's being married. The guy says, he's being mezalz in the mitzvah. He's not just not doing the mitzvah, he doesn't have money. He's saying, no, I'm not doing it. Oh, you're not doing it, then we'll beat you up. Right? And Memesin, if you look at the Ramban, in Ramban Al Torah, famous Ramban, it explains why Sayyid HaFalaisa say, because about the Abba is Deich Avayt Meyira. Jolson again in this piece. So the Ramban writes, and it says, therefore, the Asay is Avayt Me'Abba, Lois is Avayt Meyira. But he says, Gabi Einish, if you're Mevatla, there's no Einish for Bitla Asay, because it's just showing a lack of Abba. You don't get punished for that. Being Oivana, a Lois Asay is more Chomer, because you're showing a lack of Yira. He said, only b'mardin. There's no einish. This is a very important Ramban. Not even, there's a dig in the Ramban, not even knows this dig. There's a mudug in this Ramban that there's no einish faseh, he says, only l'mardin. Because if you say any isa, then you're a mayrid. You're a rebel. And then there's einish taka. So it's mashin Ramban that the din kaifin al mitzvahs is not to get him to do the mitzvah. It's takin einish on his merida. And that the Yayavitz over here is mailish at such a tzad, but, you know, why is it, he, m'moina, chav m'gufa, he, m'chuyiv to to pasha, it will kill you for a mitzvah. Say we, you're not mechuyev to lay out all your money. There's a difference. Because there is a gedev of Meirit, which he himself bavarns. Oh, but he says, well, why should we miss the rice be different than arba kaisis and nerach Hanukkah, which is a banan? I there is maybe svar p'suminisa. There's p'suminisa. Maybe that's why it's different. He's daicha that raya. Then he wants to say, what do you mean by say is daicha leisa say? So see, I say is more chamer. So what's the pshat there for leisa say? Because you call him my name. For I say not. So here also again, mechari missed the Ramban. Because that's the famous Ramban. The Ramban says, I say daicha leisa say, not because I say is more chamer, it's more chashuv. Kosh Baruch Hu prefers avoid ma'avim, ma'avim yira. Either you're not going to be over, but whichever the Torah decides is daicha, you're not going to be over anything. Charlie is at the end of the day, the Kibroch who won that you weren't over in the Vera, but you didn't do the mitzvah. Kibroch would prefer that you did the mitzvah and you were over in the Vera because you didn't know if that's mota, but we at the end of the day have an avoid the meava. Al Kapanim, so that's the Yaivitz has a problem with this whole halacha. Why not because you look the lights call mine for a mitzvah? The Ber halacha over there has a problem, and he was daicha by Ner Chanukah and by Dal Kais because they're Pesumei Nisa, special halacha. But the Ber halacha says, what do you mean? Fine. Pesumei Nisa. That's Ner Chanukah and Dal Kaisis. What about Kiddush? What about Ner Shabbos? Ner Shabbos, Rambam says, Yichayz Al Psachim. That's the Pasuk in Shulchan Aruch. So what's going on over here? There is no Pesumei Nisa. It's Mitzvah Ner Shabbos. Mitzvah Kabbalah. Mitzvah Shabbos Mitzvah Kabbalah. It's Chayz Al Psachim. So then how can you say that it's Mitzvah Raisa? You have to you're not mechuyev mice call money. That's the Ber halacha's kasha. You're not gonna blab shver. It's a big problem. Yeah.
The Ramban about Mardin. Why would we be yearning on the same shleiv from? He was married before.
Then. What do you mean? Ashtachan moved for the chenim amaynai. Why is there? What's the kasha? You know, this is already off the topic. Off the topic. So I mean, the whole. Okay, we have a lot to do about Adlak Zaneris. Let's stay the topic. We'll discuss it afterwards. There's another Rambam that says, Tzarech l'sakim beisim b'idyoim if they covet Shabbos. In Erdov, v'shulchan aruch, amid the mutzas, shkolen the covet Shabbos heim. The house has to be prepared. The melech, the Shabbos melech is coming. The Rambam is Shabbos melech, not Shabbos malka. So we put you in Gan. Shabbos queen is coming. The Rambam, maybe if king is a queen, is a king. Maybe the king has a queen also. But the Rambam has a Shabbos melech. There's two gears in the Gemara in Shabbos. But so Rambam says that's covered Shabbos. That the house should be mesuder. You should have the mitzvah. The bed should be made. The table should be set. And there should be neiris. So that famous biskarov. It's two dinim in the halakhos neiris between Rambam. It's covered Shabbos and eating Shabbos. I think there's a guy in the quotes over there that Kavod Shabbos is before Shabbos. That the whole idea of Kavod Shabbos is prepare beforehand. Ayin Shabbos is on Shabbos. That can mean by Yom Tov perhaps. That on Yom Tov is also if it's just Al Ayin Shabbos, so you could light it on Yom Tov. If it's Al Kavod Shabbos, then you have to do it before. Now, this is an Afkamina perhaps. So we have three two Svaras so far. Whether it's Kavod Shabbos or Einik Shabbos. Now, there might be an afkamina, l'gabe shemen that's asibana. It's the shemen of Arla. It's asibana. Can use that for Lux and Aries. So, Pashas, you tell me, mitzvahs lav lahanis nitnu. Right? I go over it. Hanah of mitzvahs is not called Hanah. However, the Beralacha brings down the Pim Gadim. Shemitz also by Noah, you can't use it for Ner Shabbos. I mitzvah lahanis nitnu. So he says no, because here the mitzvah is the hana. If it's einik Shabbos, the mitzvah is einik Shabbos. That you should be nene. That's the whole mitzvah. Regularly, normally the mitzvah lahanis nitnu, but there are some mitzvahs that are given dafka hana. Like the famous Rebbein Avraham Nahar in the Darim, that Torah is lahanis nitnu. That's why Hamud and Ramachaveiroi. He's not allowed to teach in Torah, moving off from Sfarim. You're not allowed to be nana from the Sfarim, because Rabbi Avraham Nahar says, Torah is lahanis nitnu. Everyone tells to the Igle Ta'al, Nagdama,
Bechul. Even if you were allowed to light with them, you wouldn't be able to make a bracha, right?
Why not?
You're allowed to make a bracha.
What? You'd be allowed it's to not make cool enough. What's wrong? No. What did you do wrong?
It's not
a ver. It's not a ver. You're allowed to do it. It's not a ver. It's also it's a ver. Another svar you could say is the issue where the famous Shitz Baal Mar is that it's no mitzvah banan is in the Bayer Banan, but that the Shara Fryim means right is not like that. Okay. I'm going to skip a drop to the other reason we find the Gemara, the Al Shalom Bayis. The famous Gemara, the Gemara says that Amarava Pshitali Ner Beisai. The Ner Chanukah. He only has money for either Shabbos candles or Chanukah candles. So Ner Beis Adam Mishum Shalom Bayis. Ner Beis Kiddush. So Kiddush Gemara says that the Svar is a Difus in Ner Chanukah, in Ner Shabbos of Ner Chanukah. Legabe Shalom Bayis. Now, it's interesting. The Rambam doesn't bring this down, right? We saw two Rambams. Rambam said it's Oini Shabbos. Rambam is covered Shabbos. He didn't say Mechulit Yimadu because of Shalom Bayis. We saw the Yireim of Akeret. Yireim on the Raisa level, Shalom Alecha, the whole mitzvah is Shalom Bayis. So the Rambam, you could have said that Shalom Bayis is not the reason for Ner Shabbos, but it's a side benefit that you get from it. So therefore, we have a Shaila Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, which are Mitzad Etz and Mitzvah, let's say they're equal. Shail is, okay, so now we'll throw in Shalom Bayis, we'll dip the scales. But, as the Mitzvah by itself, in the Rambam at least, one could argue maybe it's no Mitzvah. That's not the Mechayim of the Mitzvah. However, in Shulchan Aruch, we see Farish not like that. Because it says that Bachrim Holchim Luma Chutz Lebeisam, Tzrichim Lahadlik Ner Shabbos Bechedrim Uvarach Olav. Says Mishabura, even though they're not sleeping there, they're not eating there, because that luck is there. Chayiv Mishum Shalom Bayis, like Koshel B'Eitz of Heaven. Shalom Bayis is, you shouldn't stub your toe, and you'll be in a bad mood. And everyone else is going to suffer. So Meila, we see Lahadia that the Chayiv, even with a bracha, to light in a place where the only the gain of lying there is going to be Shalom Bayis. So we see that Shalom Bayis is a reason by itself. It's not just a maila over Ner Chanukah. It itself is a reason onto its own. Legabe etzem achayiv of the chiyuv of Ner Chanukah.
Any night of the week you're up late and you don't have a light.
Very good. So actually, it's a very good question. So Mkain, there should be a chiyuv of Hadlakas Neris every night of the week. So I think if I remember correctly, I once heard. There's a halachas katanis that declares that even during the week, God doesn't have money for Ner Chanukah. Oh, during the week, Ner Chanukah or a stama candle. Yeah, so he says it should be the same shayla because Shalom Bayis even during the week. So there, Rav Ashavai wants to repeat the Rambam. That's not just a maila. When you have two mitzvahs, it's a maila. B'chayra, he didn't quote this Shalom, but B'chayra in Shulchan Aruch was Yenalga, Shulchan Aruch was Yenalga. I'm saying, maybe that's probably in Rambam Taka, but Lalacha was Yenalga. Lalacha, we say that your archive Al Shalom Bayis alone. So Mela, Lalacha's Khan, okay, it's a Lalacha's Khan stick of Svara, but he's want to say funny things, but we just had another one recently, no? We had Lalacha's Khan. Last week, no? We just had one. Okay, fine. So that's a good question. So you should, in the middle of the week, if you only have money, you don't have money for light, you should say that's other. But Lamaisa, it's a good question. Lalacha, it's not what we say in our Chanukah is other. But anyway. Okay. There's a discussion in Taisvis. Believe it or not, whether or not we make a bracha on Ner Shabbos. Okay? The Gemara says, Hadlok is Ner Shabbos Choyva, the Gemara says. Zok Taisvis, that we find there's another place, other places where it says Choyva. Like, Mayim Aharim Hoga, right? We'll say right before, you know, right? So there we don't make a bracha mayim achrayinim, right? Because chayva means it's a chayva, but it's not a mitzvah, it's a chayva. Taisa says, by chitz yidayim mechamin, it's called a chayva, because it's not a mitzvah. Mayim achrayinim, because it's a sakana. No, it's not a mitzvah, it's a sakana. Yeah? He says, some say that over here also, just like the Gemara says in Chulin, Mayim achrayinim chayva ain't tunim bracha, so too. Halakas na Shabbos is a chayva, you don't need a bracha. Says Taisa, but in time says, it's a shibush. Because the reason why Mayim achrayinim is because it's stam, it's for health, to save you from the melech stamis. Halakas na Shabbos is a mitzvah on Shabbos. So even though it says chayva, it just means it's not a rishush, it's a chayva. But Avada, it's not coming to say that it's a chayva and not a mitzvah. Furthermore, he says, these people bring another right, there's no chiyuv. So because they claim that the fire was you had candles that were burning from the morning. Whatever, you had candles that were burning. So you're not going to have to light it again. So what do you see from that? They understand. The pshat, it's not a chiyuv dika mitzvah. You need light, right? If you have light, then you don't have to light it. So mail, it's not a mitzvah. It's not an absolute mitzvah. Just echtim, you need light. So, but that, Taisa argues. And that's a manacha. First of all, in the raya, and second of all, even argues in the halacha. He says, because the Gemara in Chulin says, you know, they have a formula over here, a mitzvah that you don't have to do, right? If it's done by itself, then you don't make a bracha. So it's not true. Kisi Adam. The mitzvah of Kisi Adam, you make a bracha of Kisi Adam. And it says in Kisor Ruach Yipater. So you can say the same thing. The mitzvah is just that it should be covered. So you don't have to cover. If it's covered by itself, you don't have to. You don't make a bracha. It's not true. Furthermore, in Etzim Hanocha, they say that it was if it was a candle burning the whole day, you don't have to put out and relight. It's not true. But Rabbeinu Tam says you have to. You have to keep light. Now the Rambam is also mavur. Gabi Chayiv still means a mitzvah. The Rambam says. When the Rambam says, "Hadlokas ne Shabbos ain't a rishus, imrotza madlik imrotza ain't a madlik, v'loy mitzvah, she'ain a chayiv lirdef acharel achi esano." It's a good deed. It's a nice thing. Mitzvah ba'alma. Yeah, the Rambam says it's not a mitzvah ba'alma. Ner Chanukah. Right? What is it? It's a chayva. Right? It's not like Ruvah Chatzeris and mezuzah. If you don't have a house, you're not going to buy a house and do the mitzvah. Elmai, it's a chayva gomer. You have to go chase after the mitzvah. You have to do it. That's a fakir. The Gemara is saying chayva to say that it's not just a mitzvah. It's a chayva. So it's, even though sometimes the Gemara uses lashon chayva to tell me that it's only chayva, not a mitzvah. There's no bracha that like mayim achrayinim, but not in this case. Now, we mentioned before the halacha. It says bachar malchim luma itchutz lebeisam. But if someone is with his wife, he's home. So even though he has a room, let's say, miyuchad for himself, he learns in whatever it is, he has his own room, still, he doesn't have to make a bracha. Ein tzarich lahadlik b'chedro ulevarach olav, fish ishto mivareches b'shvilai. So it sounds like in the Shulchan Aruch, that he doesn't have to make a bracha. He has to light there. I'll show him bias. Right? He has to light, but he doesn't make a bracha. The bracha that his wife makes patters the whole house. Which is interesting. What? What's a diak? He says, she'ishta mevareches b'shvilai.
Yeah, but it says
in Zerach Ram. No. You don't have to be malik and mevarek. So the reason why make a point is this, is because actually, I mean, I just quoted very bekitza, but Vadi Yosef, Chavadas, he has a richus legabe where the girls, single girls that live in the house, can they light? Right? There is a minhag in certain kitais, certain sects of Klal Yisrael, the delight.
Not me.
Not
no,
you.
Don't look at me.
Not you. Not looking at you.
Babbage.
What? This is delight? Uh oh. I have to tone myself down over here. They don't make a bracha? They make a bracha. Why do they lie? So what's this? Wait.
He's Persian. Don't you just mess up customs.
Okay, right. So we'll take this somewhere else. But anyway, right, so he has a very nice shuvah over there, and he brings down. He's medayik in a number of rishonim. The guy with this halacha, the muck of this halacha is Aruch Chaim, the Tashbitz Kut and Vechulu, and the dig in them, the kolbay, the dig in them. I mean, it's Aruch Chaim, it's more magna kolbay, but the dig in them is that they don't have to lie at all. In the room. That's the dig. Answer of Lahadlik. And he brings down the El Yeraba, learns that's Shan Machabra as well. But the Mishbur learns not like that. And I think Zadig and the Machabra talking, I mean, there is one of the Rishayim that was in Mduyik. This is the Mardukhai. This Lashon of Ainat Sarach Lahadlik Ulivarech is the Mardukhai. That's what the Machabra quotes. But he uses that as a tziruf that for those Rishayim you don't lie at all. So then when he talks about where the girls collide, at least in their own room, even that is what they shouldn't do, because certainly not make a bracha, but because the some rishonim hold that the husband doesn't even have to light in the other rooms, right? Not only just doesn't make a bracha, not the light either. But lashon mechaber, I believe, is meduyik, not like that. Even though the Rabbi says not like that, the mechaber b'sayda l'fish ishtoy mevareches b'shvila, which is a very fascinating halacha, Rabbi say. That doesn't say that he has to be there when his wife makes a bracha and he has a mind beyetz with her bracha. Since she's making a bracha, kilut kol the whole house, so then what he's doing, which is betzim, is a separate mitzvah. Because her mitzvah is einik Shabbos, kavod Shabbos, right? His mitzvah to light in his room is al shalom bayis, right? So it's a different aspect of the mitzvah. And still we say that ishtay mevareches b'shvila, kilu he has the benefit of the bracha, which is a shtickel pella in Hilchos Bracha. But anyway, Dr. Mishabura, that's talking about that this halacha, it says bachrim halachim lumoy chutz beisam, they have to lie in their rooms. It's talking about married bachrim. El shalachim chutz beisam, they go learn. Like they used to do amal. Not only in time of the Gemara. Va'af she ishtay. Yeah? So, this is like this. What this Mishmur is telling me like this. A married guy that goes away, right, he's on a business trip, okay? More common today. Right, he's on a business trip, and he's staying by someone. Well, he went for chasana somewhere. He went to the for the ofruf. He went to the kala's house for the ofruf, and his wife stayed home with the kala, right? Whatever. So there, his wife is lying for him at home. So therefore, the etzim chiv of adlokas haner, he's yaitz with his wife. It's mavur over here that adlokas haner is there's the chiv that's munach al kakaf the gaver. The chiv munach on the person, he has the light. Now, if he's married, that chiyuv, he's yaitza with his wife, like, even though he's a different city. Yeah? And he has no benefit from those candles. Still, he's in the midst of it with a block of his wife. Now, one second. But if he's in a different place and he has his own room, so if he's in a different place and he doesn't have his own room, so then he's not mechuyiv. Al shalom bayis. And that's mechuyiv block of yaitza with his wife. But if he has his own room, even though he's not eating this room, he's only using the room for sleeping, he has a chiyuv to madlik in that room with a bracha. By Ner Chanukah? He's also yaitza with his wife. Correct.
His own room.
Same halacha. Because over there, because here if he has his own room, then he has al shalom bayis. Yeah, the reason if he has his own room, he's mechuyiv with al shalom bayis.
Different time zones with
what?
The wife.
Let's not get into that again. No, the truth of the matter is, I mean, I didn't really think about it, but when we discussed by Ner Chanukah, No, chayyim would have the same problem, because when time comes, if you're a chayyim, either the candles are already burned out, or they're not being lit for another 6 hours. So chayyim, it shouldn't help. Same discussion we have over there, you have over here, chayyim.
Does it make a difference, Mario?
What?
Does it make a difference if it's not your wife?
What do you mean, who is it? Who's lying for you? How is someone lying for you?
Somebody else.
No one can lie for you. Only you have control. Whether you have a shlich in your house, if someone staying in your house, come and lie for you, what's the case? Yeah. Where's the case of someone lying for you? You can't just say, call me Aunt Tilly and ask, could you have me in mind?
If it's your
mother. What? If it's your mother, I'm not sure about that.
This might be another thing about
a shlich girlfriend. No, but you see that the Bachrim, he says if they're single, right, then they have to light al tzatzim chiv. It sounds like Mishmur, they're not yaitzim with the mother, only the wife. No, if they're home, they're part of their bodies. When they're not home, it's mashmur Mishmur, they're not yaitzim.
This is another thing
about
a
shlich girlfriend. You have to be. What?
This is another case of
a shlich girlfriend. It doesn't sound like a shlich
girlfriend.
What?
Then why would it make a difference on your wife and that?
Because ma'is is in your house, it's being lit in your house. When Erech Hanukkah, who said that the Ishtar Gufoi when Erech Hanukkah is just not like that's some kim. We discussed that then, whatever. Yeah. Let's leave that for now.
So all of us, when we're at home, even though our mother's life for us, we have to. If we have our own room, we have to.
Oh, we'll get to that. That's a very tough question. Get to that. What happens if you have your own room at home? Are you bad simchui to the light over there? That's a very difficult question. It's not 100% clear to me, that question. In other words, it could be if you have, let's say, you know, he's lighting the hall, so you have the benefit, you can open the door, so you have the benefit, you know, it's a zip, you have no problem shalom bayis. But it's not so pashut. Let's get to that. Now, so that's a mechiv. He said, "Mishmur say make a bracha." So there he says, "Very." Hey, Mishmur says, "This guy again." Talking about a guy from the Mishmur, a bachur meaning married. His wife. That's a mechivus agaver. A mechivus. He's yoitz with his wife. He has a chiv now because he has his own private room. Al says in Mishmur very clearly, "A shalom bayis, shalom kol shabayitz of Evan." And for this, he make a bracha. And he says, "You have to make sure that the candles are long enough by the time you get back to your room after the meal, then add out, because otherwise it's bracha batala." If no one benefits from the candles, you lit them in Eifel, and no one's going to benefit from them, it's a bracha levatala. So people that go away, a couple that eats out Friday night, and they light candles, and it's a nice long Friday night meal, yeah? Come back 5 hours later, or from 5 hours from Lichtenden, and the candles are burnt out, it's a bracha levatala. Okay, it's either they have to have one candle, make sure it's still lit when they come back, or they have to stay there. They say that after it gets dark, when it gets a little bit dark and you have some benefit from the candles, then it's not a bracha tola. Otherwise, the bracha tola, and people don't necessarily know this halacha. It could be a bracha tola.
What about Sam keeping the lights on? Why?
Hopefully, we'll get the lights on. If there's electricity, then there's no problem with shalbayis and echanami. No, but then you made a bracha. You made a bracha batala.
Maybe we should be lighting if we have the lights.
Okay, so that's hopefully we'll get to that. That's why we didn't share. Now, Mishrua goes on to say that by the Yirid, that a lot of Balbakim come together and they are there for a couple of weeks, for a convention, for a business. So then he says. Again, even though they're being lit for at home, but it's chal achiyev on all of them together to light. Again, al shalom bayis. Mele after making mishtatif, and one person lights, and shulchavni. So here he says, the mechavni lights the bracha, but the bayis is there because he's lighting. Then they're not mechuyev. Now, look mechavni light. So that's the case of bachra. A reyach she'ein lechedim yuchad. Yeah, here we're talking about the first case where the guy had his own private room. Let's say you're a guest by someone for Shabbos, and you don't have a private room, right? You're sleeping with one of your kids. And you're not madagol of a bay, sorry? He's a bachur madagol of a bay, sorry? So then, there's a loch of mishat pruta, which you also have in Erech Hanukkah. It's interesting, Loshim Chaber says, it's mashma, It's not giving you another option of lying yourself. Tzarech l'shtat l'pruta. That's the way you have to be kind of mitzvah. Now, so what's the side of that? Again, because over here, the chiyav al kakaf, so here you don't have a chiyav shalom bayis, you don't have your own room. But so why be mishtat l'pruta? Since no one's lying for you at home. So the chiyav that's mutl al kakaf the gavra, that chiyav, you can be kayim, ayidei, shtat l'pruta, so you have a chiyav of that ner, so you have a kiyim of that.
So you have to be mishtat with the pruta, you can't just say, have me in mind?
Say, have me in mind is shtusim v'havala. Okay? Have me in mind is worthless.
Okay.
Now, you don't have to pay for it. If the guy is nice and he's willing to let you be kainit, that's why, you know, if I have guests, whatever, just pick it up and have in mind, be kind a little bit of the candle. I won't charge him the 10 agorot. Now, I'm afraid the guy, I'm about to the 10 agorot. Okay? But having me in mind is meaningless.
Okay.
You have to be kind, it has to be there and there. Okay? Now, the only shayla would be, it's not so pashut, because if they're being simich on the shulchan of Baal Abayis, then it could be there's no chiv. So it could be there's no chiv. But al tzad is a chiv, having me in mind is meaningless.
Okay.
But it could be, though, someone that a very strong tzad, not, it's pashtus anyway, that it could be not mechuyiv, because they're being simich on the Shulchan of Baal Bayis, you're considered part of their bayis, so Mela, you're Nichlal in their kiyum. What if you go to a different yeshiva? What if you go to your yeshiva?
Our yeshiva
have what?
Someone
lies for you. Oh, what does it mean someone lies for you? So, one second, before we get to all the yeshivas, so if he's there, alright, Bochum and yeshiva, they all have a chiyah to light. They have a chiyah to light. Forget about their rules. Certainly, a chiyuv of kavod shabbos, lighting shabbos light, and so therefore, the person that lights, since we just saw it mishnatik b'pruta, it has to be yours. So therefore, he has to be kind for everyone. Maybe if it's from the yeshiva, I'm not sure. I saw someone said if it's from the yeshiva, then they'll be okay. Although to me, it's not so pashut that that would be true. I think I remember when as a bocher, the person who lit picked it up and had a mind b'kaina, whoever was there for shabbos. So I think that's, I don't know what you do here, but I think that's the proper anhaga. If you go to another yeshiva, then you have a problem. So the person that lights, kind of has to pick up and be kind of for you. Do you have a chiyuv to light? And unless he has a mind for whoever's in the yeshiva. If he does. The other name.
If you go to like a close relative's house,
no,
that doesn't work. Like just because like in your own house, like your mother could be yotzei.
Again, you're bnei bayis. The fact that you're a close relative, again, if you're sign of chal shulchan, if you're eating there, then anyway, yeah, man, okay. But none do the cross love. Close relative is like my level of bayir. If you're eating right there, then pashas isn't considered sign of chal shulchan, and you don't have to lie. Okay? The reason why I'm a little misupik over here is because Lenin Erchanakah, Mishmur says you have to be Semech Hashkan Bekfias. It's a Bekfias. And the Shiloh, you just come from one Shabbat, it's not so Pasha. Over here, the place don't say that. That's a Bekfias. Right? So Mashmais maybe is, that's what we're blowing in the Sefer Chavis Hadar. Rabloy writes that by Shabbos, it's enough just eating them, even them for Shabbos, even if you want to say, even if you eat them Friday night, eating someone else Shabbos day, which is a very common child, right? So it's called Semech HaShulchaner, the Gabi Shabbos. What the Shabbos and the Chanukah is, I'm very not, very misunderstood. Therefore, I would say, Lachilo, if you're going to someone's house, you should be kind of you. You give him a pruta, or make a little kinyan on the air. What? A relative doesn't make a difference. You're not part of the Bayi Shabbos, because they're a close relative. Again, you could be Seimach on the sheets that say that Seimach al Shukhanai, you're not high. But if you want to be Mahadir, we could die, I think, to make a Kenyan. That's what you're eating there. If you're not eating there, you're just sleeping there. You're eating somewhere else, right? Then you have to, then for sure you have to make a Kenyan. Okay? Which is also a common, right? right? Sometimes people, you know, sleep someplace, you eat somewhere else. Now, okay, so then we saw the database now. Shaila is, what's it then? There's Saimach, you're Saimach al Shulchan Baal Bayis, but the question is, let's say if you're Saimach al Shulchanam, you have your own room, right? You're guest by someone for Shabbos. You're Saimach al Shulchanam, so you're Yotze with them, right? What about, but now, you have your own room. You have to make a bracha. You have to lie in your room and make a bracha, because being Saimach al Shulchanam helps you for the Etzim Chil of Kaf Negabra. But Zechiv al Shalom Bayit. Just like the married guy that's staying somewhere, his wife is lying for him, he has his own room, he has to lie. So if I'm staying by someone's house, I'm Saimach al Shulchanam, so I'm Yaitse with the Baal Bayis, what about, but I have my own room. I have to lie over there. So the Shulchan Rav is Mash, we talk, I have to. Which is, so again, if there's life on the outside, you have chiyuv, you have chiyuv to lie al shalom bayis. So it's very tough, and you have to lie, if you have your own room, you have to lie there. If there's a lamp there or something like that, you know, you get to electricity, you actually can make a bracha on left, on a locus, your shab is on electric, okay? And you should be allowed to. Okay, now, the question is, what about someone at Saimach al Shulchan, someone else? No, so then the shayla will be, this is where I'm a little stuck, the question before. Shulchan harab is mashma. If you stay by someone, you Saimach al Shulchan, and you have your own room, you could lie in that room with a bracha. Okay? Now, what about in your house? You have your own room, right? And if your sister would dare walk into your room, she's dead, right? Then no one walks into your room, right? So you have your own room. So then you should have to lie in your room with a bracha. Basically, what's the difference between Saimach al Shulchan, you're part of the Bnei Bayis, or you are a mamish part of the Bnei Bayis? So it should make a difference. And talking to the Chavis Hadar, Bloy wants to say that it's best to be Taka Chayim, I think. But, you know, generally places don't say that. So I didn't see, I didn't see too many people talk about this question. This is a question where it wasn't 100% clear to me. You know, do you have the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Lagabe, Saimach al Shulchan Baal Bayis? What's it then? Maisim Bechol Yoyim, right? A lot of people have their own room. So then the Chayosh Bechiv. But this amount I'm not sure about. Yeah.
What if the light's coming from the bathroom? How do you leave the room? Like a lot of times they have a guest room with the bathroom and you leave the light on the bathroom.
What's the problem? Why can't make a bracha on the lights? You don't have to be in the bathroom when you're making the bracha.
You're not supposed to have the door open to the bathroom.
What?
I thought you shouldn't have the door open to the
bathroom. First of all, you gotta open it a little bit. You're not gonna see the toilet and stuff. Open the
bathroom.
Huh? You can look away and then when you make the bracha, if that's what you mean. Make the bracha, then what is he about to do, right? You know, the hand thing, right? So what is she doing? She's closing her eyes, but she's making the bracha. But she's making the bracha afterwards. So that's the halacha thing of that. Whatever and you're not bringing in the Shabbos. That's not what you're doing with the hands. You know what I mean? What you're doing is really covering your eyes, so that when you make the bracha, since the woman makes the bracha afterwards.
What's with the double pump?
Now, okay. Now, the question is, can, let's say you want to lie to yourself. I'll give you a more pressing case, right? Let's say, a daughter goes to her parents for Shabbos, or in-laws for Shabbos. Right? She's saying Michal Shulchanam. She's eating it all Shabbos. Right? So can she light? Can she light herself? Not in her room. It's in a room she could light. That's a Shulchan Chorah. But can she light in the dining room? Can she light in the kitchen? Right?
Depend on her husband.
Why depend on her husband? Or I'll give you a different case even. Let's say someone makes a bar mitzvah, or an afruf, or a sheva brachas, and a lot of people come for Shabbos. All those people are saimuch al shulchan baal bayis, right? Well, so they eat in the hall, eat in the house, right? People, what they do, people, they light in the hall, right? B'chayra, shash bracha levatala. That saimuch al shulchanam. The question is, the same on Shulch, can they light themselves? Or the same on their potter? It's no chiv. And isn't the gay also, the Shaila, can a single girl who's part of the family, can she light herself with a bracha? Or it's a heavy chash bracha ratal? Now, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Alter Rebbe, yeah, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, what does he say? Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch Rav says about this. Med v'amrum k'shechelz mishaloh al v'yisnuch al shulchan baal bayis ein yichar l'varuch shom elam ken ached en yuchad lo oy l'baylo shim lo ken yichayev klal l'hadlik she'ein chiyev ner shabbos chal olel klal l'fi shehi b'klal b'nei beis shabal bayis v'nifter es b'nei ray. He says, even if the baal bayis tells her to light in other rooms, yeah, it makes her shliach, light in other rooms. Yeah? Still, even if it's a room like the kitchen, we use it for tzarech achila, not eating there, but you use it for tzarech achila. So he says, kiva shuhu ayishta birke mokim acher, v'nifta bebrocha zu, v'chol achadarim, v'shachayim v'habik sham. Hare, the mother of the household lit in the dining room like she does every week, and she patted everything. Like we saw, right, the husband has a study, he doesn't make a bracha. Why? Because the bracha of his wife patterned him. Maybe he patterned from that lacha, but certainly patterned from the bracha. That he invites his master and patterned from the bracha. And in the Kuntz Akron, Shulchan Harav, he's Maisiv, he says, the Pashit, that was my case where the daughter-in-law is staying in the house. The B'nai Beisai, Einam Tzrichim Nel Vach Bechot. He says, even in Hanukkah, it says, Ner Shabbos, Ikka Loch is Ner Shabbos. Mahadri, Nel Cholech is Be'echot. He says, why? He goes, this is Psumer Nisa. This is Mahadri, Cholech is Be'echot. But by Ner Shabbos, you don't find any hinder, Nel Cholech is Be'echot. In Cain, Ein Levar Cholov. Ki Mishu Chaye, Chiyu, Bedover, Mach Masatz, Ein Mechuy, Bedover, Mach Masatz, Moi. Because if there was a chiyuv, how could the wife patter? How could is a chiyuv in each one by himself? Wasn't a chiyuv in the whole family? How could the wife patter? You say, oh, you don't say it's a good boy. How could the wife patter? Elmai, it's a chiyuv in the family. Meili says the bnei bayis can't light. Now, Reb Chaim Noah, also Chabatska, in Ketzes Hashulchan, he says, what we said before, a bas nesua. Right, it comes to her mother's house for Shabbos. Right, or she's living there. Used to be right. They used to live. They used to live by the in-laws. Esen Kest. Right. Says she makes a bracha. Bracha matala. Now, if she has her own room, she can light over there. Right. So Meila Fiza, if a daughter is home for Shabbos, so Eitz is. Right, the Eitz is. She wants to light candles, right? That's a woman thing, you know, you like, it's a Jewish custom, you know, you light candles. So the question is, so what's the Eitz? Shash Bracha Vatala. Shach Shach Rav. So it's a Shulchan, Shash Bracha Vatala. So what do you do? So the Chayr, the Eitz is, that you should light in the room. You should light in the room. So if she, and then she should go quickly to the dining room where she's lighting. Light there also. And then make a bracha. So this way, the bracha is going on that locker in the room. Hopefully it won't be too big of a hefsek. If lighting in the hall, eating in the hall, yeah, that might be a problem, even though it might be across the street.
Then you're not
going to
have a
house. Oh, light? No, you hold it, icon lighting. Yeah. What's the idea of this? It's like, in her own room, she has a chiyuv. Yeah? Got to be so much more around. So now, so there you have a chiyuv. So there you can even light a lamp, a night light. Or if you have a Shabbos lamp, you light it and you turn it off, right? So you can do that. So Elmai, but you know, doesn't feel Shabbos. So just to make a bracha on a lamp, right? If you want to light the candle, you can't do the hand thing on a lamp, right? This doesn't work, right? So you have to go when you want to light the regular candles, right? So what do? So you light there, go run to the den, and light the thing, but she makes the bracha afterwards. That's why it's a problem. The woman makes the bracha after she lights. The man makes the bracha before, it's not a problem. The woman's making the bracha after she lights. So it'll be probably be a little bit, it'll be half-sick.
Why not?
Do it the other way? Yeah. Oh, light there first, then go to the room.
Yeah, and then the whole shot in half-sick is...
Oh, no, 100%. 100%. You're right. That's not the better. You're right. You should lie... Oh, there you go. I don't know why I think of that. You should lie first in the dining room. And then go run to the room and light there. Make the bracha there, because your bracha is going to be on lighting in the room.
And even if there's half-sick.
That's correct. Right, there's no problem with half-sick.
Even if there is.
Okay, I'm telling you, you're lighting. That's just for show. It's just for feeling. You want to light the candle, but they're lighting the light in the room. Yeah, and the Chida also says it's a problem. He says, you know, in his style, he says, "Kulam kal chamayis imu bita samechas al shulchan echad." He could be talking about when it's the piyos, but anyway, Hashem apiyos kulam nidlokim loylam oza brach achasi. Right, it's a poetic lashon. Vim kolachas magleches pia pascha vibracha, vibracha levatal. He said, "Kurtz and char." Now, so that's a problem. Now, what about single girls? So chayra feel this. It was a shock to me that Dafkel Babich has the minog. No, seriously, Dafkel Babich has the minog of single girls lighting. Because you have the Shulchan Aruch Harav, you have the Zeis HaShulchan, the Zulchan Bavitcha, right? And they all say it, the Mamish Baruch HaTala. It's Mamish Baruch HaTala. So someone showed me that there was some sefer, it's a chachma, a person in Shalom, he quoted, there was a newspaper article in Sofer, whatever, many, many years ago, where some Lubavitcher, there's a thing there, an ad that, you know, all girls, you know, the rabbi said, everyone should light. And he writes over there, in that article, this Lubavitcher wrote that, and the minute, that was the minute, but Alter Rebbe, and all Lubavitcher Rebbes, that was the minute. And in other places also, even though by a lot of Litvaks, that this minute is absurd. So the guy in that safe quotes this, and he has a rebuttal over there. So he says, first of all, I think he said that in that same newspaper, there had an article there from Avad Yosef, where he came out against it, as we'll see soon. It was probably that true in the Chavadas. But they write over there, also he writes that, Im Kabbalah and Kabbalah, this was the minute. And then he says, because in one of his Svarim, now the Rebbe is a Sefer Minhagim from Sefer Minhagim, and over there it discusses by Ner Hanukkah what age the boy should light and what age and the girl's not, but it doesn't say anything about Ner Shabbos, right? So Chayra to say that I can't believe that by Al the Rebbe the Baal Tanya the girl's lit because he's very clear in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Kuntres Achran and Shulchan Arab that girls don't light. So Mela, to me, it's a Pella, And that's what the Rav Yosef writes. These girls want a light. They want to knock, they want a light themselves. This about they should make a bracha. But if they want, they can lie in their room without a bracha. Maybe without a bracha. Because he's chayishu that we saw that by the husband doesn't make a bracha. Right? So the husband certainly doesn't make a bracha, he realizes his study. Right? And then Rav Yosef brings down, because then the number of Shainim, the Oschaim, the Kolboy, the Tashbiz, and maybe someone else also has Mashma, that and the Rav wants to have the Mechaber. They doesn't have the light. So certainly not to make a bracha. Therefore he's very strong, but then Chabad, with his talk coming against that newspaper article probably, that they shouldn't light. Now, good, so he's Madame over there, the Chametz is a discussion. It says that the father makes a bracha for the Chametz, you know, the other people that are helping him doing the house. So here he makes a bracha, and they don't make a bracha themselves. Same thing over here. You know, yesh, well, yesh l'chale, because the Chametz is taka one mitzvah. Mitzvah is burning the house. You're burning one room, you're not carrying the mitzvah. Shaking the Shabbos, the frat, could be two different mitzvahs. The mitzvah, Kafka Gavim, Honey Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos, and then the mitzvah of Shalom Bayis in the room. So maybe there's room to machal between Digas Chametz and what you call it, and the Shabbos. Although, he himself brings down the Rosh Hashulchan, it somehow mats this minute a little bit, at least by married girls, nothing about single girls, not about married girls, could be. Right? They make it all wrong even when they're by the mother, meaning they're not knowing about the mother. It sounds like they're talking about married girls, even though in that newspaper article, they quote this Aruch HaShulchan as a raya to the minhag, but that guy trashed them, is what he means. I mean, the Aruch could be talking about marriage, and it's like a mash with married girls. What does he say? After Shehen Eitzel Iman, they make a bracha, meaning that a girl that's normally not by a mother, meaning she's married, so even though she goes home for Shabbos, they make a bracha. Even though the husband doesn't make a bracha, he's saying on his wife, right? But the daughters, he says, since Shehen Stavis Yaiser, yeah, therefore they can make a bracha. And this Aruch HaShulchan is very, very shver. This Aruch HaShulchan is very, very shver. But he always doing. But he's got a problem. Right? It says, Fereshim b'mechaber. Yeah? If the husband wants to lie in his study, he doesn't make a bracha. Why? Because the woman lived, and that path did everyone. And path did all the linings. Right? But yet, so what happens? Girl comes home for Shabbos. Right? She's semichol shulchan is mashman. She's considered part of B'nai Bayis. Yeah? Now she goes ahead, she lies herself. How can she light herself? Why is it in the husband lighting over his wife's lighting? Says Aruch HaShulchan, no, because the husband is part of the family, so mainly he's niftar. Shaking her, the woman, right? But they should hang it, stop his yaiser, right? First doesn't make any sense, because she's Aruch HaShulchan, she's part of this family. She doesn't have her own chiyuv. And also, what do you mean they should hang it, stop his yaiser? This gada is the gate whole discussion, which I wasn't planning on talking, which isn't the same for gada. You have a Sarah Zehuvin. What happens if the guy, there's actually a Maisa Shahaya, I heard from Zilberstein. The guy, Maisa Shahaya, the guy, a husband and a wife were in a fight. So the guy, he lit her nairs. They killed nairs, and be right for a job, he went and lit them. So like he said, you know, some Shalom Bayis, you know, one of the reasons I look at Nairis is Shalom Bayis, and use the Nairis Dafka to light up the fight, right? So there's a Shaila where they have to pass Sarah Zehuvim. Like when I steal a mitzvah, I have to pass Sarah Zehuvim. 10 gold coins, right? So Yaivin Tzaka says, Yimachoyim. Yimachoyim, it's a Pella, like the Chidon Megesiv says, because it's a mistake. People think that the mitzvah is incumbent upon the woman more than the man. It's not true. He has just, the Rambam says, Echad anashim, echad anashim, chayiv shli, shayiv betein, ner dolov. The mitzvah is equally on the man. Elamai, we could say that she does it because of the few svaras in Rishayim, either because she's matzah in the house, or she was kavan erish ha'olam, therefore she has to be, she caused other to die, therefore she has to be mechaper that. That's just why she's the one that does it. But the chiyuv is just as much on him as on her. That's why it's aruch hashulchan and pella, atkedekach, to say this svara, that would be a reason why a girl that's samach al shulchan ma'abayis, even if it's a married girl, she can light with a bracha because it's different than the husband not making a bracha because the chiyuv is on her.
There's no asar zehulim for like schar mitzvah, like ma'aseh mitzvah.
Okay, whether it's the ma'aseh mitzvah or the schar mitzvah, that's the whole shir on the asar zehulim about that. That's certainly not right now. Okay, now the only guy kashayli is the only eitzah. The girl died before. It's like before your mother, or after your mother.
Same time.
Okay. The only eitzah would maybe be if the girl lights first, yeah, then maybe that would be an eitzah. Just like we find in Erech Hanukkah, which we discussed at that time, that Shmura says that there's a whole shayla machsanoi, right? Whether he light himself, confession, taz, ganza eitzah over there. Mishmura says that if he wants the light, so he should light first to make sure that he's not covered by his wife's lighting. That's what Mishmura says. Okay? That was my time then, so certainly you don't have any problem. Even if you could be aids with your parents in America, but if you light before them, then you're certainly good according to Mishmura. But yeah, we won't get back into that right now. So the chayr is the same patent. You can have over here, same eitzah. If she really, really, really wants a light, l'chayr, if she lights first, then maybe that'll be an eitzah. And then same truth with the Chavadas, he brings down from the Rav Paulin that he says that if he lights in the room before his wife lights, he can make a bracha. Okay? Yeah. But the Rabbi said doesn't like it. He asked for the Arbas Chaim. But he was talking about the husband lighting, right? So he says, you know, see the feed Tashbits. Again, his Arbas Chaim, Tashbits, Kolboy, they hold that the husband doesn't even light in the other rooms. Mela, he doesn't like that. Mm-hmm. The Eitzah, but upon him, that might be an Eitzah. At least if you do that, then, you know, that might be an Eitzah. Girl wants a light, married or single wants a light, at least she should light before.
But then the Palamais is going to be messing
up. Oh, very good question. That I was wondering if one of the family members, right, lights, right, just like we say when the mother lights, the pap is everyone else. So I was wondering, the chiv is on the whole family. Right, just like we say the chiyuv is no more on the woman than on the man, so chayra is no more on the mother than on the girl, or the girl that's coming home for Shabbos, and she's being sent to shulchan. And in that case, I was wondering, Taki, right? I was asking the question. Why don't we say that just that if she lights first, then it could be she messes up the mother. Now the mother can make a problem. And another kind of kibbutz. Because one of the people in this family that's mechuyav, it's one family, right? It's the chiyuv of the whole family. So if there might not be an eitzah, that might not be an eitzah. Then, chayr, if she lies with the path of the mother, so chayr, it's not an eitzah. It's not an eitzah. What?
A yeshiva.